Wood stove. This house, we, of course, there wasn't no electricity in the country. We put a light for the carbide. Had a great big carbide tank that would put 50 pounds of carbide in it, and it would feed the carbide to the water to make the light. The gas for the light had a little quarter inch pipe run all around through the ceiling to make our lights. That's the first time we ever had anything besides just coal oil lamps for lights. And had the barn all piped up with it too.
Well, did you have a fireplace?
No, I never did build a house, put a fireplace. Yes, I did too. Yeah, that one I built in 1920 had fireplace in it. That's the only one I ever built with a fireplace. It burnt down. And I built it in 1920, and it burnt down, I believe, on the 5th day of January, 27.
A lot of things happened to you in January.
And I built another one there then. It's still standing down there, a good house too. Rebuilt after that and burnt down. It's still standing down there. Then I built one up there on that 160 acres that I bought for 34. Built a house up on that good house, and it's still standing there. And I built down there by Lodge's Corner, and it's still standing there. Big two-story house. And this one was already built when I bought it. It's got a fireplace in it.
Yes.
I had a lot of timberland on one of my farms down there when we moved to town here. We was clearing a lot of timberland too for rice ground, and had lots of good wood. But man, we burnt up enough wood to look like to last 3 or 4 years, 1 year's time. Pretty near kept two fellas busy cutting wood, and one hauling it in, and one carrying it in. Oh, it took a lot of wood. But I finally put a gas front in the fireplace here, quit using wood. Got tired of carrying it in after I had the hired men to cut it and haul it up here, boy. Took too much carrying in wood, so I just put a gas front in my fireplace. Sit back and take it easy.